Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings coming to you live from the Motivational Minute with Dr. Yahshua Elohim. It is such a privilege and a blessing to be in this space and time at this moment. So let me go ahead and jump into what I want to speak about in regards to character. I know I spoke on character last week, but I'm going to go ahead and try to layer it with something. And most likely the Spirit will take hold and say whatever it needs to say, because it is never I that doeth the work, but it is the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of all that it is, all that will ever be, that is within me, that does the work through me. Anyway, I spoke on character last week, so my main focus with the Motivational Minutes, and the reason why I was created, was to simply redirect and inspire others to get in contact, return within, and go within to establish a relationship with their divine self. That is the ultimate purpose and mission of the show. About character, so we're talking about cultivating a character in such a way that you, as a divine being, become God-like. So what you want to do is find out what the characters of God is, or what, for an example, one of the characters of God for me is integrity. Integrity to me means to be more integrated as one being, yet serving or acting out of many aspects of my being. For an example, there's only one creator of all that is and all that will ever be. Based on my perception, there's only one. Out of that one, many aspects are manifested through the expression of us, of who we are as a divine being. All right? So that is one of the characteristics that I really, really try to focus on, and I try to cultivate, and I try to harness, and it takes time. It takes time simply because it takes time to establish a relationship with one's divine self. It takes time. Now, according to Dr. Caroline Mice, there are three, I'm going to call them pillars. Three pillars within our being. We have the physical, and then we have the energetic being of who we are. Then we have the mystical side, which is the manifestation of revelation. Okay? So when we are trying to establish a relationship with the divine, we want to get to a point where we no longer rely on sight, but we rely on the inner man, the inner man, the perception of the divine. And as we establish and continue to cultivate that within ourselves through prayer, meditation, study, okay, contemplation, we begin to move into the impersonal, and impartial aspects of who we are. And then in that way, in the third pillar, we begin to receive revelation of who and what we are and what we must do and how we must serve, you know. I forgot the channeler, but he would always say, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I come to serve. He knows that simply because he has received a revelation. So there's a process of establishing one's character and becoming more integrated divinely. There's a process to do that. You know, you can't just jump to C. You have to go through A, B. There's a process, A, B, C. You can't just jump to E. You got to go through A, B, C, D, and E. You know, you can't. It's a process. Layer upon layer, line upon line, precept upon precept. And as you become more and more acclimated to your divine self, and you become more and more comfortable with following your higher self and becoming more of an ally to self, whatever is in the first pillar, which consists of all things that are physical, won't even matter. It will be a peanut to a giant, as my sister would put it. And then, you know, from perception, from your energetic self, you'll move into revelation, where you're just constantly a receiver of the divine. You're constantly in communion with the divine. You no longer have to be mindful about meditation, because you are meditation. You become the embodiment of that. You no longer have to practice gratitude, because you become gratitude. You become the embodiment of that. So whatever you focus your energy and your attention on, that is where you are going. That's where all of you are going. Now, if you focus your energy on things that cannot and will not give you a return, you will be depleted of your energy and you'll be drained. And then you won't have anything to give over to the energetic side of you, or the perception of you, or how perceiving the thing. And if you can't go there, then you're definitely not going to be in a position to receive your revelation. So that is, let me see here. It always amazes me when when I'm on the show, because I just have what I need to say, and I say it. And once it's said, that's it. So I want to close out, but let me see if there's... Okay. So in regards to character, establishing one's character, one has to be drawn out of himself. And usually when you're on a spiritual path, or you become aware that you're on a spiritual path and you embrace the calling of it, you are put in situations, and you're put in situations and circumstances that will draw out who you are as a divine being. And in this respect, the divine, the creator of all that is and all that will ever be, will begin to educate you on becoming more and more integrated with who you are as a divine being. You will become educated by the creator of all that is and all that will ever be, based on the situations, circumstances, and conditions that you find yourself in. And in those areas, in those places, with those people, character is being molded into the divine, okay, into the divine expression of the creator. And to the divine expression of the creator of all that is and all that will ever be. So, you know, as we go on this day, we want to continue to think on things that are good. Think on things that are of good rapport. Think on things that are true. Think of things that bring honor. Okay? Think on things that are of peace, because those things, in thinking about those things, you will receive a return. A return, an investment. It is an investment. Invest your thought into those, and you will receive a return and dividends at that. And before you know it, you're receiving revelations of who you are, what you are, and how you may serve. So that is my motivational minute. And I look forward to coming back on next Wednesday. Perhaps I'll do a 30-minute show. And on the 30-minute show, anyone who wants to come on, you can always dial 319-527-6765. And I will, you know, converse or take up whatever, you know, just have a casual conversation in regards to the divine. Because I can talk about this stuff all day long, every day, because it is my life. It is my life. I am blessed. I say to you all, stay blessed, stay focused, stay in the light, and whatever you do, if you find yourself in darkness, get all the understanding that you can get in regards to your divine character. Because at one point, at some point in your life, this day, you will be doing the very same thing in which I am doing, because you cannot hold this information to yourself. You have to share it. So be blessed. Namaste.